How do you talk to the witnesses who may have seen what had happened? Is there a way that you can provide some sort of comfort for them?
It's very typical that people experience some level or some degree of shock. And of course, the folks that are first responders, that are, you know, responding to the scene, you know, this is their job. This is what they do. It doesn't necessarily mean that they're not impacted or affected by it. It just means that they're putting themselves in the position to manage the scene. So they all have a job. It's those that are witnessing or experiencing maybe some residual effects associated with seeing that trauma who are going through some probably level of shock. I know I was in a bit of a shock initially. And then, again, I think the next reaction is like trying to make sense of it. And I think that's what everyone experiences. And that's the difficult piece because the biggest question we have around suicide is why? Why someone would take their life? You know, as talking to a couple of my colleagues who were also there in the office and had, you know, kind of witnessed some of the events surrounding this, were asking that same question. And that makes it difficult because that's why suicide is such a profound loss, because we don't always have the answers to why someone takes their life. We use the term debriefing as a way to meet with individuals or groups to help them kind of process those events. Sometimes they, you know, when people are experiencing shock, they may not be in a place that they could talk about it openly. They're still experiencing it. You know, they're still affected by those emotions. And so sometimes it's difficult to have the words to communicate what they're thinking or what they're processing or experiencing. So sometimes it's helpful after a day or two to meet again with folks who know that were there at the scene, who are affected, to see if they'd be open to having that conversation or if they would be open to meeting with others who could do that. Generally, we have clergy. I know that, you know, police department, I believe, have someone on staff that kind of serves that role kind of on the scene of those situations. We know we have others in town that do critical stress response that could be included in helping support people who've been impacted. The Juno Suicide Prevention Coalition is a great resource. They have a postvention team that's actually had met yesterday and is, again, meeting today. Talk about where could we go to offer support for people who are impacted by this.
Some accounts place a small group of children in the area when this happened. And when this happened, there were bystanders who apparently rushed to help get those children away and protect them from any potential danger. For those children that may have seen something, how do you answer their questions about what it is they saw? And they may or may not be confused about it. How do you respond to them?
Well, first of all, I think it's very natural that we want to protect our children from either witnessing the event. Of course, if they had witnessed it, it's something that we need to respond to, because they're also trying to figure out what's happening. You know, they're also trying to process those events. So it's really important, I think, as adults that we give them the simple truths, you know, at an age-appropriate level, you know, that it's very difficult for us to shelter the truth if we know that they have to be witnessed event. They know something tragic had happened, and they're also experiencing oftentimes similar emotions that we're experiencing. So I think it's important that we sit down with them and in a calm, safe setting that we can have that conversation with them to give them the simple truth that someone had died. Now, how someone died and details of that probably are maybe not as significant. But again, providing simple truths that are digestible for them to understand. And again, I think the important piece is that we encourage that safety, that sense of safety that they have. They look to adults. They look to us for that sense of safety. And we continue to provide that despite all the other reactions and emotions that are happening around the event. Providing a climate of safety and support is extremely important.